In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and repent of them, and I pray thee for thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord, our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obey not his voice. Give glory to thy name, O Lord, and deal with us according to the multitude of your mercies. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Amen. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful Lord, to thy faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all of their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning, confessional reading from Luther's Large Catechism, the Fourth Commandment. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. So far, we have learned the first three commandments, in which the reference is to God. First, throughout our lives, we are to wholeheartedly to trust, reverence, and love him. Second, we are not to misuse his name for lying or for anything that is wrong, but we are to use it only for the praise of God and the welfare and salvation of our neighbors and ourselves. Third, on holy days and days of rest, we are to concern ourselves with and be actively involved in the use of the Word of God, so that our conduct and life may be under its direction. Now, there follow the other seven commandments, which have reference to our neighbor. The first and the greatest among these is, you shall honor your father and your mother. In preference to all the other lesser stations in life, God has given special recognition to fatherhood and motherhood by commanding not merely that we should love our parents, but also that we should honor them. As regards brothers and sisters and neighbors in general, he commands nothing higher than to love them. Thus, he distinguishes father and mother from all other persons on earth, chooses them, and sets them next to himself. For to honor is much higher thing than to love. For honor includes not only love, but also respect, humility, awe, directed one might say, toward a hidden majesty of theirs. The commandment requires not only that we address them in an affectionate and respectful manner, but above all that we show by our emotional and physical behavior that we think highly of them and regard them as occupying the highest place in our lives next to God. For if, from the heart, we are generally to honor someone, then we must have him standing truly high and great in our estimation. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 65. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me, to a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walks in the way that was not good, after their own thoughts. So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Ephesians chapter 5. Seeing then that we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another, always in the fear of God. So far, the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 22. Glory be to thee, O Lord. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables. And he said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which were bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Please come to the marriage. But they made light of it. And they went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and killed them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. So the servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which did not have on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said he to the king, The servants, be a bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but very few are chosen. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 371. Please be seated. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And when the king came in to see the guests, there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. So far, please be seated. We are told in Holy Scripture that Jesus at various times asked certain people personal, heart-searching questions. The first such question was asked of Adam when he had sinned and tried to hide from God. God said, Where art thou? A similar question can be put to Cain after he had killed his brother Abel. God said, Where is Abel, your brother? Jesus asked Judas, Friend, wherefore art thou come? And to Saul he asked, Why are you persecuting me? This morning's gospel is known as the parable of the marriage feast, where the king prepared a great feast for his son's wedding. When the wedding was furnished with guests, the king went into the room and looked over the guests, and he found one not having on a wedding garment. It was self-evident that those who accepted that invitation to the king's wedding feast should be properly dressed. But there was one who was not. And to this man the king addressed the question, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having on a wedding garment? And we are told he was speechless. And the king had him bound and cast out. Well, Jesus himself gives the interpretation of this parable. It is evident that the king is God. The wedding feast includes all of the benefits and all the blessings which God gives us when we are in his kingdom. The call to the marriage is the preaching of the gospel of salvation in Christ Jesus. The wedding garment is what we confess, Jesus' blood and righteousness, that's my glorious dress. But among those who hear the gospel call, there are those who ignore the invitation and refuse to come. That is, to believe the gospel message. If we consider these facts, it becomes quite evident that the question is really a direct and personal one addressed to each of us. Friend, how camest thou in hither? How did we come here this morning? In Ecclesiastes 5, we are told, Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. This means come with the right attitude. Come to worship for the right purpose. Remember where we are going and remember where we are. We are namely in the house of God. King David writes, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. What about the Lord's Supper? Has it become merely a habit? Do we really come as penitent sinners to confess all of our sins and iniquities with which we have offended God and justly deserve his temporal and eternal punishment? Do we come to seek mercy and forgiveness because of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of God's beloved Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Only then are we a worthy guest at the Lord's table. Friend, how camest thou in hither, Now, this question may be applied in a general way. How did we become a member of the church? Why did we join the ranks of those who profess and confess the Christian faith? Remember the words of Christ, many are called, but only a few are chosen. Is it because we are brought up that way? Or possibly joined in order to please someone? Again, we ask, what is this wedding garment? It is faith in Jesus Christ as one's personal Savior. Now, you probably noticed that there's an insert in this morning's bulletin. I'd like to read it at this time. Follow along if you desire. Luther says, the wedding garment must be the new light of the heart, which the knowledge of the great grace of this bridegroom and his wedding affects in the heart, that it entirely clings to Christ, and being infiltrated with such comfort and joy, with pleasure and love, thus lives and does as he knows that it is pleasing unto him. And from this it is easily understood what is meant here, that this one is without a wedding garment, namely, without the new attire with which to please God, which is faith in God, and hence also without real good works, remains in the old tatters and rags of his own personal arrogance, unbelief, security, without repentance, knowledge of his misery, comforts not himself from his heart with the grace of Jesus Christ, nor betters his life from it, seeks no more from the gospel than what the flesh lusts after. They are those who let themselves be numbered among real Christians. They hear the gospel and are in external fellowship with the church. They act before other people as though they too were adherents of the gospel, and yet they are not sincere. What Luther said is then only too true also today. The fact is, not only many that were baptized and confirmed in the church have broken their solemn promise and deserted the word, have in fact closed their hearts to God's word. May God grant each of us a sincere profession of our faith, that we are truly penitent, that we believe in Christ as our personal Savior, and that we continue to have the proper wedding garment in which we can stand before God. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Nobody will be able to deceive our eternal judge. Whoever is seen without a wedding garment, whoever has not washed their robe and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, will hear the terrible verdict which the king pronounced on the man who did not have on that wedding garment. Bind him hand and foot. Take him away. Cast him into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. May God on that great day, when the question is asked of us, friend, how camest thou in hither? We may be able to answer, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are. That's my glorious dress. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Let us pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast, which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
And please rise. We continue our liturgy on page 24. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give an end to that and forgive us of your sins.
Take a drink, this truly is the blood of Christ.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Take a drink, this truly is the blood of Christ.
This is the true body,
the very blood that was shed for our sins
on Jesus Christ. Give me unto that and forgive us. Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death.
Take a drink, this truly is the blood of Christ that was shed for our sins. Drink the blood of Christ. May this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.